30,000 feet.
I think we're dead. I would nothing I'd call a raft except for the one way down there.
Okay, I think we're good on aircraft.
All right, arming.
There were several rafts earlier this morning, but they're all gone.
Yeah, time noted. Taking off.
This
will take 12 minutes.
Okay. Is the other battery on charge?
The other battery is charged.
Good.
And if I could have one person keep an eye on it,
yep.
And if I could hand this off, I can grab the other battery now while it's not.
Speed right now is 20 meters per second.
Okay. Not too much wind. Well, who knows up there? There could be a lot more wind up there.
It's saying that the airspeed is 16 meters per second.
Okay, so not much.
It's like tennis, but only slower.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn.
I came from a hydrographic vessel, the Rainier, so as soon as I got to aviation, they're like, oh, so you already know how to stay on a hydro line, so you can do coastal mapping flights.
Yep.
Awesome. It gets pretty tedious, but on a windy day, it is kind of fun to kind of see how close you can get.
those turns.
And as a math major, I'm like constantly doing like the calculations and the trend.
How do we exponentially approach a line?
Yeah. So like all my co-pilots, I got to be careful to teach them how they learn rather than how I understand it. Because I like start throwing numbers at them and they're like, no, no, I'm not doing that.
I don't do math.
What kills me is that the seagulls weren't up there until we started doing this. They congregated. It was dead quiet out here. I know when he comes back to land, we're gonna have a lot of birds here.
And they go back on the roof?
Yeah, they're not up there right now. You don't hear them squawking, but when you come back, they're gonna come back over.
No doubt. So that was a funny waggle before the turn.
Did anyone get a picture of that seagull fighting the drone?
I did. Yeah, I probably have it on video. I got the takeoff.
I should have been on Zoom. I like most animals, but seagulls do not fall on that list.
They're flying rats.
Yeah.
Still there, and they're not the least bit bothered.
Not yet. I didn't notice anything on takeoff at the first time.
They didn't do anything.
Now, if we can get a 60-meter run in, then
yeah, we should.
We'll have a nice comparison.
Yeah. I think we got multiple shots.
Yeah.
Some of them off meter.
Looking forward to the.
Got about 7 minutes left on this mission.
Okay.
7 minutes?
Yep.
I guess I can no longer assume the ground is flat.
No, not really.
So you kind of have to, we'll fudge it. I can tell you how far the target is. I can't tell you what the plane's altitude is.
You know, maybe on the next flight, I don't know about on the transits, but we're certainly getting this seawall in mm-hmm. some of the images, I would think. But then it's going to be off meter, so it's not.
Right.
Yeah. I could try and level it.
Well, it's... Yeah, that might help if it's facing straight up.
Yeah.
Shoot, I was going to note times.
We took off at... Someone could keep an eye on the drone for me.
Yeah.
We took off at 0833.
Thank you.
And it should be about a 13 or 14 minute flight.
Okay, I'll note the landing.
All right. I got eyes.
Good.
No, Mike Essence is the creator
of the, yeah, of the Halton Shuttle. Yeah.
Much better conditions than yesterday.
If anyone's interested in seeing how it's progressing and some of the information, feel free to look.
239 picks, excellent. 4.5 minutes left on the mission. A little 4.
Battery's about 50%.
4.3 amp hours left. Is that like a 10 amp hour battery? 10,000? 125 meters, 290 away.
Gives you everything you need.
Yep. Heading is 200. Nice. I hope there's something interesting out there we're taking pictures of.
Sun's wind.
Oh, well, there you go. You can't lose.